Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Hey, did you know that Squadcast was acquired by Descript last month? What does that mean for you? Squadcast is a remote content recording platform that helps digital creators record remotely with anyone, anywhere, and at any time. And Descript is an incredible editing tool that helps users edit video and audio as if on a Word doc. In case you missed it, in addition to my work on this podcast and the Earbuds newsletter, I've been working at Squadcast for the past 3 years as the head of community. And now I'm at Descript. And I use Squadcast and Descript to make this podcast, as well as all of the other podcasts that I work on. So I wanted to make sure that you know that if you also use Descript, you now get Squadcast for free. And if you use Squadcast and you want to use Descript, you can now pay just one price for both tools. Learn more about Squadcast and Descript by going to descript.com or by clicking on the link in the show notes. Hey, it's me, Ariel. How are you? Quick note up at the top of the show for you. Did you know that the person who mixes and masters our podcast, Daniel Turek, is engineering Amy Poehler's new podcast? It's called Say More with Dr. Sheila. Amy Poehler plays a therapist who is terrible at her job, and then comedians join her to improv some live therapy sessions. It's Doctor with a question mark after it because it's questionable whether or not she's a doctor. I've listened to all available episodes, and I'm really enjoying it. Daniel is an audio genius. Hi, Daniel. Just wanted to shout you out. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast that goes along with our weekly newsletter. We want to help you discover your next favorite podcast. First, let's recap last week's podcast recommendations. Our theme was Why Rebellion is Necessary, and our curator was David Luce, creator and host of the podcast To Be a Rebel. The podcasts that he recommended were Historias Unknown, Redacted History, It's a Continent, That Wasn't in My Textbook, and To Be a Rebel. Thank you for curating that list for us, David. If you didn't get a chance to listen to those shows last week and those titles intrigued you, we will link to them in the show notes. Now, this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Podcasts That Transport You. Our curator is Asa Merritt. In just a bit, you'll hear from Asa about his podcast picks and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Incubation, a show from Pushkin Industries about viruses and human history, and how you can't have one without the other. Then we'll tell you about our fiction podcast pairing from Realm Media. We like to pair a fiction podcast with our theme each week. It's a lot of fun, and it gives you something totally different to explore. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Here are Asa's recommendations for the theme, Podcasts That Transport You.
Hey, everybody. This is Asa. I chose this week's theme, Podcasts That Transport You. And I'm so excited to tell you a little bit about my picks today. My entryway into audio is originally I was a playwright and then a journalist doing audio nonfiction. And then most recently, I started working in audio fiction. So my big project is an Audible serialized show called Six Sermons, starring Stephanie Hsu. And it's through that project that I really started to interrogate place as it works in audio. So, you know, this is something we hear all the time in NPR and gets you a little texture of sound. And that's such a standard of audio storytelling. But, you know, in prepping that show, Six Sermons, which takes place in Southwest Ohio and has a tremendous sense of place, I sought podcasts that emphasize place as a way to learn, you know, how to best deploy audio tools to transport us someplace. The first show I want to introduce you to is called Valley Heat. It's a fiction podcast. It's from the comedian Christian Duguay. And in this show, Christian Duguay plays Doug Duguay, who's a fictional resident of Burbank, California. And this show is all about his suburb, right? So it takes each individual person who lives in this place, the person who sets up a car wash on their yard, the trash guy, the pool guy, and endows them with a role within this macro community. So what I love about this project is, you know, this show identifies the people within a community who together comprise it, right? So each one of them individually is interesting, but together we get a sense of the valley. It's this really ineffable, specific essence of place that's created in this show. A nonfiction project that similarly transports us to a place super specific, super vivid, is the project by Mitra Kabali, Provincetown. This show is absolutely incredible. She goes to Provincetown, Rhode Island for a summer and just digs in so deep to that community, goes to bars and cafes and apartments and streets and the beach. And just you really feel by the end of the season that you also have spent a summer in Provincetown. So I highly recommend that project. And she does a great job of finding the audio that takes you there, right? So it's not just the voices, the people, it's the sounds of this town, the horn of the ferry. These are standard devices in a lot of ways of audio storytelling, but the difference between good and great can really make the difference when it's a show about a place. And Provincetown is one of those shows that really succeeds. Another show I really love that takes me someplace is called Rumble Strip, hosted by Erica Hellman. This show takes place in Vermont. And so her approach is really character-driven. So she'll go and spend, you know, a day or a week or, you know, multiple sessions with a person, and through their way into the community, she finds larger stories into the community. So the episode that I chose, for example, is a woman who slaughters sheep. And it's such a simple job. It's very repetitive. But by speaking with her, Erica, the producer, is able to really extract some larger themes and ideas about what it means to live in rural Vermont. Another show that does a great job of taking us places is called Town Sizing. It goes all over. So whereas Rumble Strip, Provincetown, Desert Heat, and even Six Sermons focuses on a place, Town Sizing takes the idea of a place, specifically the idea of small town America, and explores that. So in this show, the host goes to Mississippi, to Alaska, and finds people connected to those places that help convey what it is about small town America that we find so nostalgic, so charming, you know, both sort of embracing that nostalgia, but also investigating it. So that's a really great project as well. Thank you for tuning in this week. If you're the kind of person who really responds to sonic evocations of place, I think you're going to enjoy all these projects. And I hope that when you're listening and making your own audio out there in the world, you look for opportunities to contextualize wherever possible and keep us grounded in our stories, because I think all these projects achieve that. And I think it's one thing to have great perspectives and great characters, great ideas flowing in the podcast we listen to, but when they're rooted, grounded and interwoven with a community or land itself, you know, the experience of listening to something becomes that much more powerful.
Thank you to Asa for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip telling us about them. Asa's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can easily click and start listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can submit a list for our consideration. Now it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Incubation. Incubation is a new podcast that traces the history of humanity through viruses. Host Jacob Goldstein takes us on a journey with leading medical researchers, doctors, and historians to trace key moments in our battles with viruses, breakthroughs in vaccine research, and the impact of vaccination campaigns. You can find and listen to Incubation wherever you get your podcasts. This week's podcast recommendations on the theme of being transported by audio pair well with In Another Room. An amateur paranormal investigator gets trapped inside a notoriously haunted house, where every room she enters transports her to the last inhabitant's grisly murder. That's our fiction podcast pairing of the week, brought to us by Realm Media. Learn more about them at realm.fm. Now let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First, in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell wrote about Jane Marie's The Dream. This season is all about the self-empowerment industry and life coaches. And now this is me speaking. I highly recommend all three seasons of The Dream. I am so glad that Jane and her team are back for more. She's an incredible writer and speaker who keeps you hanging onto every single word that she says. That's The Dream, and season three is out now. Next, the Men in Blazers Media Network has opened a new studio in the UK that will produce and distribute a new Daybreak podcast to deliver the latest headlines to North American soccer fans each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. The podcast, Early Kickoff, will showcase a rotating cast of the best in British audio talent. And we have a couple new posts up on the Earbuds blog. Check out some off-the-beaten-path climate podcasts, aka not your typically recommended shows, curated by Andrea Learned. I also posted a list of podcasts on saying you're sorry for Yom Kippur 2023. The holiday was earlier this week, and no matter what kind of Jew you are, or even if you're not Jewish, it's always interesting to hear discussions about atonement, apology, and reflection. We will link to both of those blog posts in the show notes. And last, what is James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on embedding audio in emails as a way of promoting your podcast. He's also talking about the Australian Podcast Awards' current top 20 for listeners' choice vote, and voting is still open. And he covers the Sony Music layoffs that impacted the podcast department. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. And that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for hitting play. I really hope you enjoyed this week's recommendations. Please let me know if you find something new to listen to. We'll catch you here next week. Until then, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DiComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.